deer, turkey, black bear, and mountain lions. They are just a few of the creatures roaming these woods, and that has made this place quite a draw. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Pulaski County, Missouri is well known for its fishing, but the wildlife out of the water is pretty impressive too. Dave Hallett says the deer herd has become a draw in South Central Missouri.
Some antler point restrictions that the Department of Conservation has put on our deer, not just to build a deer herd that's got big racks, that's been the side benefit, but to get our sex ratio down to 50-50 where it's a more manageable herd. But the side benefit is we're seeing some deer that's easily into the 190-200 class deer, and it's getting pretty common.
But more than deer, it's the turkey that brings hunters.
You go to some places, and a lot of these turkeys, through their years, have been bombarded by hunters, and they're very call shy, and it's really not even a natural situation. But down here, these turkeys don't get bothered too much because there's a lot of ground, a lot of national forest, and a lot of private land that they might not be bumping into a lot of different hunters.
It's made Pulaski County and surrounding areas a top draw.
And I brought a lot of people up here to hunt turkeys through different states from Mississippi and the surrounding states to hunt right here in Pulaski County, and they've all said this is the best turkey hunting they've ever experienced.
And there's one more fact that Dave says is making this a popular hunting area.
Just the abundance of public land. We got the National Forest just right here in Pulaski County too, and also surrounding this. Lots and lots and lots of public ground. So pretty well just anywhere you point, there's either a Department of Conservation-owned land or there is a National Forest-owned land.
It has all resulted in more business for local outfitters and the many businesses that hunters and fishers depend on when coming to the area. Traveling the countryside in Waynesville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.